From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet this Saturday in Lausanne, Switzerland, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other diplomats to discuss the situation in Syria. The meeting will be held even though the United States halted direct talks with Russia on Syria because of Russian airstrikes on Aleppo. Kerry also will hold discussions with regional and international partners October 16th in London. Britain is warning Russia that it faces becoming a pariah state because of its bombing campaign in Syria. Western nations have accused Russia of war crimes for dropping bunker-busting and incendiary bombs on civilian areas. Russia denies the charge despite the evidence on the ground. France has called for the International Criminal Court to investigate. Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The bill now awaits a signature by President Pierre Nkurunziza. Supporters of the bill charge that the court hurt Burundi's institutions and was being used as an instrument to intervene in national politics. The action is seen by many as a new stage in Burundi's growing isolation from the international community. Even after the government decides to leave the ICC, it must still write a letter to UN Secretary General explaining its intention to leave. The withdrawal would then take effect 1 year after the letter is received. An explosion in Maiduguri, the capital of Nigeria's northeast Borno state, Wednesday killed at least 7 people and wounded 15. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The explosion occurred as a taxi approached a gas station. Northeastern Nigeria has been the base of the ongoing Boko Haram uprising. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is vowing to finish the last week of his run for the White House, on his own terms. Trump appears unconcerned that many Republican leaders have abandoned his campaign following news stories about his past statements demeaning women. A wave of new opinion polls shows Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, surging to a greater lead over the Republican. The Real Clear Politics average of polls gives Clinton a 6.2 percentage point national lead. Clinton's campaign, sensing it is on the verge of winning, is considering expanding its efforts into states that almost always vote for Republicans, including Georgia in the southern part of the country and Arizona in the west. The UN's human rights chief said Wednesday, if elected, the next U.S. president, Donald Trump, would be, in his words, dangerous from an international point of view. Zayd Raad al-Hussein called some of Trump's comments about vulnerable communities and the use of torture deeply unsettling and disturbing. His comments to reporters in Geneva come a month after he said that populist politicians like Trump and Dutch nationalist Geert Wilders are using fear and promise of a world that has never existed in order to gain appeal. Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman says the FBI is investigating Russia's possible role in hacking his emails. After thousands of John Podesta's personal emails were hacked, WikiLeaks began releasing them on Friday. Podesta told reporters Tuesday he is helping the investigators find the hackers. Saudi Arabia says it will partially ease the blockade surrounding rebel-controlled areas of Yemen to evacuate people wounded in an airstrike last weekend. Heather Murdoch has more.
On Saturday, airstrikes hit a funeral in Sana'a, killing 140 people and wounding more than 500. Saudi state media announced Wednesday a plan to facilitate and transfer the wounded in need of treatment at foreign hospitals. Afra Nasser, a Yemeni journalist and blogger, says medical treatment in Yemen right now is almost non-existent.
Hospitals, forget about hospitals. You can go and they're empty. They can't help you.
Nearly 7,000 people have been killed since the Saudi-led coalition began airstrikes 18 months ago. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
Thailand's royal palace says 88-year-old King Bhumibol Adulyadet remains in unstable health. The palace says new blood tests from Tuesday showed the king's liver is working irregularly. There are heightened levels of uric acid in his blood. His blood pressure has dropped, and he remains on a ventilator. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.